please welcome Shauna Singh Baldwin.
Thank you for having me, and
hello. I'm shorter than most people around here, I think. But anyway, thanks for having me over here. It's delightful to be in Winnipeg. It's my first time here, and I can't see any of you. So, but I want to thank the many efficient and dedicated organizers of Thin Air. I think you've put on a wonderful show, and thank you very much. And also for bringing us here together tonight. It's a really special group. This is my fifth book, and for those of you who have read some of my work before, it's going to come as a little bit of a shock, because when you read the 10 stories collected in We Are Not in Pakistan, you'll be in many different parts of the world and in several points of view, most of which are human. I broke two major rules in writing this book, the write what you know rule and the write about your own community rule. But these characters bothered me, asking me to write my way into their lives, and I just had to find out how they came through situations ranging from a nuclear accident to a hate crime. In Rendezvous, Jimmy McEwen is sitting in a Greek restaurant. There he meets his old friend Enrico, and then the waitress Tula, and finally Carlos, a busboy and illegal immigrant. I'm reading from the section where Tula enters, so you'll need to imagine me as a Greek waitress. I've abridged it, but I do hope it'll give you a flavor of the story. Hey there, Jimmy. Sure, I'll sit down. I'm on my break. I got a whole 15 minutes. I was avoiding your eye, Jimmy, because of Enrico talking to you. He a friend of yours? Okay, I'll tell you something I won't tell many others. I don't like him. Leaves me his dirty poems as tips, makes me mad with his guy jokes, makes a big mess and calls me over like I'm gonna clean up instead of Carlos. But you're not like him. I told my ma about that time when you took me for a ride on your Harley last summer and we went over the Hone Bridge clocking 90. I said, that man's got some pep in him yet. He's not just some boring two-bit attorney. Yeah, well, Ma said, don't get no ideas, Tula. That guy's married. I said, I ain't getting any ideas. We're friends, aren't we? Besides, you're way too old for me. Safe as condoms. Ha ha. And you don't laugh when I say I've got dreams. That Enrico, he don't think anyone's got dreams except himself. Keeps telling me I should cut my hair this way or that. Says he'd like to cut it for me. Offered to come to my home. Said he was a personal hairdresser. He just wants to get in my pants. He's got balls. I'll give him that. A few years ago, all kinds of guys wanted to get in my pants, but a woman gets burned a few times. Well, she gets ovaries. Which reminds me, did you try the Eggs Benedict today? No? I made the sauce, and it came out real smooth. It's not much, I know, but it's something. How are my dreams? Fantastic, Jimmy, and none of them are about you. But I'll tell you, they ain't always going to be dreams. No way. I'm going to be a sculptor. How about that? Tula walking in the footsteps of Myron and Polycletus. And you know why I'm going to be like them, Jimmy? It's because I can see people from the inside and outside at the same time. That's thinking like a sculptor, isn't it? I borrowed this book out of the library, real thick with glossy pictures, all about famous statues. Do you know what they thought was beauty in classical sculpture? They said it's when each part depends on the other to create harmony. And that's how they came up with the idea of democracy. No shit, I read it. Didn't they teach you that in law school? You want democracy, you gotta go back to greasy old Greece before Galactoboricus and Spanakopita. Maybe even before the Olympics. But the Greeks got it wrong too. They ignored the slaves and the women. Everyone who had to run things and clean up after them. It wasn't beautiful, because it was out of balance, see? But what can you expect from a bunch of old men? Anyway, I wasn't interested in all those Caesars and Italian guys. I wanted to look at the women's statues, you know, like Liberty. Wanted to know where she came from. You heard of a place called Colmar in France? You ever been there in your travels? Well, one of these days I'm going there because that's where she was made. That's where Bertoldi had his workshop. Yep, he made her in France and shipped her all the way here. And you know what else? She's got two things, one in each hand. I bet you know one, but tell me the other. Gotcha. You can't think what it is, right? Okay, I'll tell you. It's called a tablet. Not the pill kind of tablet. A tablet, just like a slate or a plaque. Liberty's holding it like a book. And you know what's written on it? Think, try to see it. No, it's not the Ten Commandments. I'll tell you. It says July 4th, 1776, in all those funny Roman numerals. Now, what do you suppose the sculptor meant by that? Do you suppose he meant anything by that? Or do you think it's there because that arm had to be there and he had to do something with it? What do you think? I guess they didn't teach you symbolism in law school. Well, now that I read this book, I know all about symbolism. That tablet is about living under the rule of law. Awesome that some Frenchie could think of that. And nobody these days knows that. Not that crowd in Washington, Bush and Cheney and that slimeball Karl Rove. They don't think laws apply to them. Only to people like me. It's depressing some days. Yeah? A big attorney like you? What do you have to be depressed about? So you're not as good looking as you used to be, but you ain't worried about where your next meal is coming from. Don't give me no sob story about how your wife don't understand you. Arlene, right? I seem to remember your Arlene has more sense in her pinky than a lot of men. I got a friend who's got business sense just like that. She makes wedding cakes, says I should come help her. Says sculptors were just making cake molds using plaster and metal in place of cake batter. And they probably learned it from watching their wives make cake. Did they have cakes when Myron was around, Jimmy? Maybe you can look it up on the internet and tell me. What's it for if it doesn't have that kind of information? You can use it to find me? Well, I'll be damned. Who'd want to find me? Oh, when I get to be a famous sculptor. Well, I don't have no bank account, so I wouldn't use it to check my money. I don't have no stocks or bonds, so I wouldn't need it for that. Air tickets? What's the use of me checking air ticket prices? You gotta have money to fly, buddy. Ah, I could check it to get a different job. I could check the paper for that. Oh, in a different city. Yeah. But I have to be close to my grands. I stop in and check on her every day before and after work, do her laundry. If I got a job far away, who'd do that for her? She only speaks Greek, you see, so my mom and I are the ones who talk for her. Of course, if I go to school, I'll need a second job so I can pay the tuition. Maybe I'll go decorate cakes after all. It wouldn't be much, but it would be something. I could find a student loan on the net, huh? That how you got to be a lawyer? With student loans? How many years did you spend paying them off? Oh, you had the GI Bill. We don't get nothing like that these days, and I'm shit scared of debt, buddy. That's what you learn when you're the daughter of Greek immigrants. Pythagoras didn't have no debt, didn't he? Euclid didn't have no debt. That's because they had slaves. Didn't have to work themselves. Didn't have to pay no minimum wage. That's how they got to be philosophers. The internet can tell you that. Ever heard of a guy called Sassafras? No, not Sassafras. Sisyphus. My dad is always talking about him. Says Sisyphus got himself in trouble with his boss, and his boss put him to rolling a humongous boulder up a steep hill. And then just as he rolled that thing nearly to the top, it would roll back down. And he'd run after it all the way down to the bottom and have to start all over again. I would have quit. Maybe he couldn't. Oh, yes, I can relate to Sisyphus. Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed in the morning because I'm real tired and my